Information Network. I'm Bob Larson with your agribusiness update. The Puerto Rico Agricultural Relief Fund has been established to help address losses inflicted by September's Hurricane Maria that devastated as much as 80% of the farm production. According to AgNetWest.com, massive rebuilding challenges exist in dairy and livestock farms and those producing plantains, bananas, papaya, and coffee. Puerto Rico Farm Bureau President Hector Yvonne Cordero tells Farm Futures the disaster will affect our farm and ranch families for many years, but our will to overcome the damage is strong. House Republicans have been energized by their ability to rally around the tax overhaul and to limit demands from Democrats on the stopgap spending measure that closed out the year and will keep the government running through January 19th. Bloomberg reports with the tax plan now law, House Speaker Paul Ryan is setting his sights on reforming safety net standbys such as temporary assistance for needy families and supplemental nutrition assistance program, popularly known as welfare and food stamps. Republicans will hash out differences at a January retreat before announcing their legislative agenda. Dairy creates nearly 3 million jobs across the country, but even with global demand for products such as cheese and whey protein expected to increase, concerns over NAFTA renegotiations leave future U.S. dairy success in question. According to the Wisconsin State Journal, problems arose in April when long-term sale of milk products into the Canadian market were eliminated due to Canada's new Class 7 pricing policy.
With your agribusiness update, I'm Bob Larson.